To order, 5 o'clock. Roll call, Commissioner Tebow.
Here.
Commissioner Chris Anschede.
Here.
Commissioner Burrows.
Here.
Commissioner Whittup.
Here.
And Commissioner Dennis Sheedy. So we have a full board and a quorum. Agenda item number one, the minutes of the October 17th, 2023 regular meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I will second that motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Tebow, a second by Commissioner Chris Anschede. Any discussion?
I just noticed one typographical error down the middle of the page. Commissioner Chris Anschede asked if the septic work is still covered under the authority subsidies. And Director Steiger noted that it is under utilities and water. The director is working with RCATS. There's an A there that shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Phonetically, it's right.
Correct.
Commissioner Whittup, what are we going to do?
I know. Things will get boring, right?
Any other discussion or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That is unanimous. Agenda item number two, October warrant in the amount of $200,227.97.
I'll make a motion that we accept the warrant for October 2023 in the amount of $200,227.87.
97.
Second.
Ooh, okay. We got one says 97, one says 87. We'll go with the warrant one. All right. We have a motion by Commissioner Whittup and a second by
Commissioner Burrows.
Any discussion?
Just one question, Kathy. On the, I see we purchased a cyclone leaf rake. How's that working?
Very good.
Yeah.
Derek is whipping around with it. But it's really good.
And what does it suck them up and put
them?
Yep.
And yeah. He mulches them and he dumps them down in the back.
Nice one.
Yeah. Covers a bigger span than just with the mower. Could do by itself.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen them. I just was wondering if they were fishing.
Yep. He did his research, for sure.
Any other discussion or concerns? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That is unanimous. Agenda item number three, September 2023 financial statements and quarterly statements. Anything you'd like to point out, Kathy?
I know at the last meeting on the 400-1, Chris Ann had asked about the accounts receivable for the revolving and the other, and I made note on the statements after I talked to Dan Robillard. The $72,000 receivable and revolving is the amount the $400 gives, which is the investment. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure. Dan balances all that out and adjusts it accordingly. And the other, the 91,258.42 is the credits earned from the utilities.
I did see that note there, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That's this page 5 of which you were speaking about. It's from last month.
Okay. Kathy, on page 7 of 8, the extraordinary maintenance. Expendable equipment. I'm looking at actual costs versus the budgeted cost, and it seems like we're very close there. And we're only halfway through the year. I just was wondering what that was going on.
On which
extraordinary.
The extraordinary maintenance is budgeted, and then the actual cost of what we were at, it looks awful close.
Yeah.
And the same one, the next line down, the expendable equipment. I was just curious.
Those are actually things that are out of our control sometimes. The apartment rehab, I believe it's Chelsea, am I doing that right now?
Chelsea, yeah.
Gives a budget exemption of, is it $10,000 still?
Yeah.
For apartment rehab.
Like we're over quite a bit on appliances, just on one line,
Yeah, so I mean, we have money to pay for these things. These are things we allocate and we estimate when we're doing the budget what we'll need. But obviously sometimes things happen, refrigerators go all at once. You need more than you thought you would need. Or upon a turnover, they think you needed more appliances.
That does seem like a high number for appliances. Did we do some systematic?
We needed refrigerators and a stove at one of the general units. We haven't bought a lot of appliances over the years.
No. It just seems like a fairly high number for it.
And that's been there.
And I know Dan likes to put a number in there, but he always figures that he's going to adjust it going forward if need be.
And a lot of times I will defer to Dan when I'm unsure of a cost. And he'll always say to me, just buy it. The authority has the money to do that, to absorb it. Because again, our reserves are pretty high too, so. 95.5.
Yeah, but it's not like we don't have this money. These were guess estimates.
Correct.
So they're approaching what was guess estimated, but it's not like if she caps it out, maxes it out, that she's out of money or the authority's out of money.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions or concerns?
I'll make a motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Chrisanchiti, a second by Commissioner Burrows. Any other thoughts? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That is unanimous. Agenda item number 4, the federal audit report.
We just finished the submission on this today through the FAC, which is the government website. And I received a letter from HUD today saying no response was required, but the audit was good.
It's always nice to see a clean audit. I've never seen an audit presented in this fashion, though.
They've changed it. They also changed the FAC website, so that took some maneuvering to figure out how to do the submission.
Okay. They didn't have a management discussion and analysis that I can see, and I thought that was required. Is this the final audit?
No, and I was waiting. I had to do the submission. So when I get the actual audit, those dates that are highlighted will be filled in.
Okay.
So I can present that at the next meeting. I just wanted you to see that.
Good job getting it. No findings.
No findings. You like no findings.
It all looks good.
Thank you.
Very nice. Do we need to motion to receive and place on file?
Okay.
So I will motion to receive and place on file the federal audit report.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Chrisanchiti, a second by Commissioner Burrows. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That is unanimous. Agenda item number 5, the Executive Director's Report.
We have leased a few of the units. We have offers out on 2 other units. We did run into an applicant that first I've ever had filed a reasonable accommodation hold off leasing the particular unit that we showed them based on medical necessity. And they went to the Department of Housing, and the department advised us to issue a waiver and follow through with that.
So to hold it vacant?
Mm-hmm.
Not hold them at the top of the list?
Nope, hold that unit vacant based on the reasonable accommodation.
Okay.
Until December 6th. So we had to file a waiver, and they granted it immediately.
Well, you would hope that they would, seeing as how they're advising you to do so.
Whoever the party reached out to Ben Stone.
Are they signing a lease on December 6th?
We don't know. They're going to give you a decision.
They still can refuse up to the 6th.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Well, as long as, I mean, you're dealing with fair housing issues, so
correct.
I don't know the details. I don't want to know the details.
Nope. Yep.
Nope.
Oh, the benches came, finally, right color. They're beautiful. They're enormous.
Where are they? I'd like to see them. I probably won't walk out.
Yeah, you won't walk out there tonight. They're on the walkway between Elise and Parker. Up
okay.
There a little bit. They really are very nice benches in the gray. Really good. Very nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's late in the year, so nobody will probably enjoy them until next year, but they're there.
It's supposed to be 60
day.
By the end of the week.
Get the sunshine on your face.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And then we had OSHA come out because it is my understanding that now we have new OSHA guidelines that housing authorities also have to follow. So we did a preemptive strike, had OSHA come out. They said it was phenomenal.
Excellent.
Yeah, I was very pleased.
Nice.
We're already ahead of the game, I guess, which is always good.
There is a new state agency doing audits.
That's who we had come up.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
He was very good, and he was
basically.
Was it
named Dan? No. Okay. Doesn't matter.
I don't think it was. Dan, I think, was his boss.
Okay.
That came out. They basically gave you a whole bunch of emails saying if we have any issues, 24-hour turnaround, you're going to have to correct them. You had no issue with anything.
Thanks, Paul.
So yeah, the guys did a good job at that for sure.
Any other thoughts on the executive director's report? And if not, I would accept the motion to accept and put on file. Place on file.
I'll make a motion. Place on file.
I'll
second. Place on file.
Motion by Commissioner Burrows, a second by Commissioner Christine Sheedy. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That is unanimous. Agenda item number 6, questions and concerns.
I have a question. My name is Darlene Gilson, and I'm wondering, I've had several instances myself when I go to do laundry, and either Elise or here, that the machines are broken or the money. It just doesn't work after you put the money in. So my question is, what are you doing with the extra money that you're getting with these machines?
Did you notify the office that... Are you saying to get your money back?
I have asked the office before, but I'm just saying this because I'm sure there's other people, because this happens on the weekends too. A lot of people... don't want to, you know, myself included. So I was just curious as to what you're doing with the extra change. Because I'm just thinking, you know, you disapproved or something that over here with the sidewalk and the road, that I don't know how much money it is when you collect money from a laundromat, but it might help something like that. I'm just thinking, so.
No, the laundry money, it's not very much. On a typical month, $600 or $800.
Yeah.
That doesn't
even
cover.
Does it go back to the, Does it go back to us?
Well, tenants? No, it's in the budget. It's deposited in the bank into an account, but water and utilities for running the machines, it's not money making. If anything, the laundry, we lose money on that based on the water usage and electricity.
I understand that.
So,
but we're still using the machine and we're still using that dollar. You know, that means an awful lot to us.
Well, you know, if you come to the office and there's a problem, when the maintenance guys will go out or Don will go over there, sometimes it's just the money was put in the wrong way or somebody put in a quarter or something that shouldn't be in there, and the guys will open it up and give the change back to you if it happens. If you come into us on the weekend.
Another thing I wanted to ask, is there a book or something that lists all these different things, like what happens if you lose money in the laundry room, and there may be other things, and I don't see. Yeah.
You received one when you were leased up. Everybody gets a handbook.
I didn't get a handbook.
I didn't either.
Yep. Dawn hands out the handbooks with the lease. Mm-hmm. No. It's not very, it's just commonly asked questions. It's not policy, it's a handbook, just some guides. If you have a problem with the laundry room, you come into us and we'll address it. If there's a machine broken,
I just was curious to what happens to the money.
It gets deposited into a bank.
And it does
two
it go
staff
back
members.
To the tenant, to us?
Well, everything goes, I mean, that's how we pay for things.
Yeah.
I mean, there are several different accounts.
I've lost money. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's other people. I don't know how many people are in all together.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are homemakers and whatnot that come in too, so I don't have a count on that per se, but
yeah.
I mean, if you've come in and there's been a problem and they open it, don't they give you back the quarters?
No.
The guys wouldn't give you back the quarters or get the machine running for you?
No, I've never seen that happen.
Have you asked?
Have you asked?
No, I don't know. Like I said, I never got a booklet or a paper that says if you're going to have a problem with a laundromat, if you're going to lose money, this is what you need to do.
Well, we wouldn't put that in writing because we wouldn't do that. I mean, if we're here, the guys have taken care of it, or Dawn will go over and take care of it. If you come in when you're having the problem with that, that being said, if somebody comes in 3 days later and says, oh, by the way, we can't open a machine up and give you change back that way either.
So what do they do on the weekend?
Well, come in on Monday and let us know.
I never knew that.
I mean,
we
machines,
have the handbook, yeah.
I'm sorry, if the machine's out of order, then, mm-hmm. you know, they can.
But I mean, you don't know what's out of order until you put the quarters in.
Right.
The machine doesn't work.
If it's on the weekend and you come in on Monday morning and let Kathy know and they would go over and fix it and you can let them know.
Oh, I know. I understand that. I'm just curious about the money. So, that's all.
I just want to let you know, I just reviewed the reports that we get here, and there's a line item for other income, and it's deposited, it's tracked. Mm-hmm. As an income and used to pay for expenses. So that's what the money is. The money, it sounds as though you're talking about, though, the money that if you put it in and it doesn't bend,
it doesn't work.
Then you see the office and they would refund it to you.
They should have somebody besides Dawn that just sits at the office window and listens as people come and go to the problems they have.
We have an awful lot of work to do in there, Barbara.
She is just out straight with everybody coming in with some kind of a complaint. Me being one of the people that complain. It's just ridiculous because you can't complain about anything unless you complain to her. And then she relays it to the workers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how much can she stand everybody going in and, you know, constantly?
Well, that's what we're there for. We put in work orders. If you call with a complaint, we put in the work order. That's part of our job.
But we don't feel that we're getting results to our complaints. That's the problem.
What complaints in particular?
Well, for instance, just the washes. You know, just, I don't know.
But we resolve the problems. We fix the washes. We address that. I'm not sure.
No.
Can you post anything in there that says if the machine doesn't work, this is what you need to do?
We have, I think there are signs in there, but I mean, that would be come to the office.
I'm just saying, because
we could put another sign.
Yeah.
Signage, I find, everybody wants a sign for everything and nobody reads the signs. And we put them up, we put up signs and we find them crumpled up on the floor out here sometimes. I put up the agenda for the board meeting and it was crumpled up and thrown on the floor. I can put up another sign if you'd like.
That, no matter what.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but I can put up another sign there. If you have a problem, call the office. But I think that's pretty...
I didn't know what to do.
But if you had any kind of work order, that would be a work order or anything wrong with the community.
When I find the machine broken on the weekend, I put a sign on it. Because I don't want the next person to have the same
And we appreciate that. I appreciate... But do you let us know on Monday morning, too? Although the guys are usually in there on Monday mornings, and they were to see it if the sign was left alone. Sometimes, as we all know, too, people will remove the sign.
Oh, yeah, use it for scratch paper.
Yep. So, yep.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a problem, just give us a call. Come to the office and we'll put in a work order for it.
Dennis, I'd like to comment.
Sure.
I'd like to comment as a resident on this, on the second question that Darlene asked. Thank you for your courage, Darlene.
It took a lot, too.
I know that. God bless you. Inquiring about the handbook. Rules and regulations, about that thick, I got it. 2.5 years ago when I came here. And I've read it, and I keep it handy, and I read it often. And my question or my suggestion is to answer how the residents that don't have one can go about getting one. That's the question I'm putting out as a resident.
We have them in the office. I'd be more than happy to hand one out to anybody who would like one.
It's not a book.
Yeah, it's just a little.
It's
a little manual.
20 pages.
It's a stapled,
yeah,
packet of 8.5 by 11 sheets.
Yeah. Things to know.
Mm-hmm. Do they have them available if we all go over there?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you know, anytime you have questions, too, that's a perfect. You could just ask. Me anytime. I'm out here often. I can run into you. Anytime you have a question, please feel free to just ask.
Yeah. But
anytime.
I felt like saying it in front of all of
Absolutely.
You.
That's your prerogative too. But I'm just saying, if you had questions instead of stewing or whatever, feel free to reach out.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, this is what these are for too, so feel free to do that as well.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Could you tell me what you mean when you were talking about a warrant? What is a warrant here?
The expenses every month of the authority.
All the bills we paid.
It's just called a warrant. I don't know why either.
It was called a warrant when I got here.
It's a bill list.
It's a fancy term for a fancy accounting term for the financial activities of a given period.
List of invoices paid.
Right.
Basically.
And financial, and your financial status and balance sheet, profit and loss statement, where you stand financially. It's just a fancy accounting term.
Okay, and the money that you're awarded to things, you've been awarded money for siding. For windows, for the road over where Don and Sharon live, and some other things. What does it mean you have been awarded? You don't even see it.
Correct. The department holds that money. It comes from the governor's bond bills. They hold the money, and we do the 5-year spendings of projects we anticipate will need to be done, and upon those projects, the funds get awarded, They don't come to us, they hold the money. We have to requisition that money, whether it be through a contractor, an architect. We don't physically hold the money. It just means the award. This is how much we are going to give you for this year's projects. Okay. And then we have to put that capital plan together, which is out there on the table as well. And it comes to the board, and that's how we allocate how we can spend money and when we can do projects.
So it's going to cost a mint for the windows and the siding, etc. But that street is a matter of safety that they brought up. You brought it up and approved it yourself because it was a safety factor, and they're not going to fix it?
They have to. They are the final approving party of our
but
capital.
But has anyone approached them and told them the reason that it's a safety hazard?
They're aware.
They're not saying they're not going to fix it.
Right.
It's just not on the immediate list.
Because
it's going to happen within...
I've been here 2 years and the things that are listed have never been on the immediate... There is no immediate list that I can see. Not one thing on it. That's a physical hazard and people will get hurt on that road. I can see siding, windows, that's not a hazard. The people walking or riding their wheelchairs up that street, that's a hazard. And I want to know why they can't do it right away.
It's getting in the queue. It's getting there. It has to be designed. It has to go out to an engineer or an architect. And then once that's all resolved and the money's estimated as to what's needed, then it'll get where into line and be done.
Maybe when I'm 100.
Hopefully not.
Okay, is there somebody in there that we can call and say that we're in need of getting that road fixed? Somebody that we can push a little? They're there to represent us, apparently. Who would we call and say we need to have this done? Who would we contact in there?
I've spoken to the gentleman from the state and several times, and he's working very diligently trying to approve that. And as it stands now, it got bumped out about a year. The siding is the cost of the siding is just absorbed. It's like a sponge, just absorbed all the money. And the money just isn't available. We can't afford to do it. The money has to come from the state, so you have to have state approval for that, I believe.
Right.
You know, it's not a question of where we want to spend the money. It's the state's
one
money.
Person in there that you can contact?
Well, I think it's like a chain of command. That's the ones that we work with. That's the ACAD, is it?
He assists us. You'd rally your legislators. Any type of funding matters, you want to reach out to your legislators, your local legislators,
what's
your senators.
What's the name that you've been working with?
Mr. Heidenberg, I believe.
He just helps us. He doesn't approve the funding.
Right. Who approves the funding?
The Department of Housing, based on the governor's bond bill, and all that financial information is decided with the legislators and how they vote on allocating funds with taxpayer dollars.
And who is our representative here?
Walter Timmelty.
I didn't hear you, dear.
Walter Timmelty?
Walter. Okay. And he's in the State House?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
In the Senate.
In the Senate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And what was the other thing I had down here? Aren't you glad I'm back?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I was told that the machine that I think Derek, I'm not sure who drives it, that collects the leaves, bags them, or brings them over to a refuse pile where they can be taken care of by nature is broken. Is that true?
No. It's not broken. We just received it. They just started using it, and they just put it together.
Okay. We questioned somebody, and they, I won't say who, and they said that the machine was broken, and they had to wait to get it fixed or get another one. I said, okay.
Well, we have several pieces of equipment, so I don't know which piece of equipment.
It was that one to clear up all the leaves.
That's brand new, so that when we just received that, they were putting it together.
Okay. So if we have a question like that, we just don't bother to ask. We wait or do, who do we talk to?
About what?
About cleaning up leaves or whatever.
They have been. They keep, they've been working on the leaves for a couple of weeks.
I know that. One of the table that's in front of my house, they moved it up somewhere else.
Yep.
I guess they're collecting them. But there is a pipe coming up with that table covered.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
Is that high off the lid? There's no marker there to show people.
We can put a cone off of that.
So there is going to fall right on their face.
Mm-hmm. We'll put a cone on that. It is in the middle of the lawn, so, but we'll put a cone on it.
It is in the middle. It's
right.
The tree is here and it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, what else? I'm sorry to hold you up, but I can't see otherwise. That's all I can think of. I was concerned about that street though, because I walk with a walker. It's no joke to walk with a walker. You always have to be careful you don't hit a split in the road or something. And it's convenient because I've got something to hold on to. But if I hit one of those things, it's going to knock me right over. So it concerns me that they can't fix that. That's a safety thing. That's not something that can wait or be put off or anything like that. It's a safety thing, and that's important. So that's all.
One day I was pushing my husband in the walker a few years back, and there's a rut, you know, thing in front of the walkway, and I didn't see it, so I'm pushing him in the walker. And he went over backwards, I went down on top of him. I couldn't get up.
Sorry to hear that.
Jane Hamilton, luckily, she was 87 years old at the time. She helped get me up and him up. Didn't back then, you don't think about calling from fire department until I've fallen too many times.
I mean, we understand the money, the statehood is difficult on spending, etc. But with regards our safety, that's something we want taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just our matter of livelihood. And I'm 88 tomorrow, and I want to stay here for a few years. I don't want to fall down and end up in a nursing home and just pass away for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Happy early birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you. It's tomorrow, yeah. They had a party for me today, coffee.
Very good.
Just I want to make one comment. I do appreciate your words. You do speak well, and you get your point across. And so don't stop speaking. So you always say you're bothering us. You're not.
No, I know. I used to be in your position in another place I lived, and I know, but this is just something that's really important. The safety of the people here is really important to me. So.
And we aren't arguing that point. We agree. It's just sometimes things are, is a process that we don't have much control over either.
I keep saying it.
Any other thoughts or concerns or questions or?
Questions, comments, or controversy?
No controversy.
That was my eighth grade science teacher.
I know the next meeting is preset for the 12th.
Correct.
Because of the annual plan. That's the meeting for the annual plan.
Yes.
So our next meeting will be December 12th at 5 o'clock here. Before we adjourn, I would like to, it's Commissioner Widdup's last meeting, and I would just like to publicly thank you for your service, for your dedication, for your, the knowledge you brought to this board is beyond reproach. It is greatly appreciated, and it will be sorely missed.
I have to thank you very much for that, Dennis, and I want to say that I started working with this board in 2014, so it's been roughly 9 years, and working with Tom and Chrisanne and Dennis and Dawn is going to be, has always been an honor. They're kind, they're understanding, they're tolerant, they're patient, knowledgeable. They're very open and receptive in sharing their knowledge as I learned, because it took me time to learn. It is a learning process. I'm sorry that I have to leave, and it's because I just know it's time for me to step away from it. And I am going to miss you folks. I'm going to miss the camaraderie, but I can't praise enough the helpfulness and the professionalism and the kindness of these people with whom I worked.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
We're all going to miss you for sure. You know where to get us anytime. You have questions, beautiful. Concerns?
Oh, what was the other
controversies.
Word?
Controversies.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. Your participation in this board will be missed. You've always been humble about your contribution, and it's been much, much greater than you think. So we will miss you. Continue to let us know. You can be a voice for the residents on that side of the table also, you know. So please let us know when there's things that need to be done. And I appreciate the time you spent and have learned from you also.
And I truly hope that you're able to, you know, find a good replacement. I'm keeping that in my prayers.
Me too.
You might find somebody good, but not as good as you.
Well, they'll be different. There's only one me, thank God. Look out.
All right. With that said, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I think that motion should be made by Commissioner Widdup.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
Motion by Commissioner Widdup and a second by Commissioner Chrisanne Sheedy. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That's unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.